Hi, this is Frank Maselli. Welcome back to Passion Prospecting. Today's discussion is about direct mail marketing, and particularly about a strategy that we've developed that's actually working with high net worth clients. You heard that right. High net worth clients are responding to direct mail, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. Direct mail marketing has long been out of favor with financial advisors for several reasons. First, it's expensive. You're talking thousands of dollars to blast something out into a few zip codes, and most of it gets trashed without ever being opened. Second, it's generally considered lower class than other forms of marketing. The whole idea of junk mail is something that most advisors don't want to be identified with. Third, it's a compliance hassle. These days, you need approval to go to the John, so sending out a bunch of mail is not a battle that most advisors want to fight. And finally, direct mail hasn't really worked. The most common form of direct mail marketing today is for seminars, and these days, you're looking at a response rate of less than 0.5%. So you're spending $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 to get 20 people in a room, and who knows what quality you might get. Bottom line, direct mail is not generally thought of as an effective marketing strategy, and I can say that as a branch manager years ago, I used to look down on advisors who spent any time using direct mail. I used to actually give them a lot of grief because I saw this as a call avoidance mechanism, something that made them feel like they were working when they were too afraid to do the necessary real work of cold calling. I have to say that I was not a fan of direct mail until recently. Over the past couple of years, I've been developing a direct mail strategy that actually seems to be working very well for several reasons. First, it's easy to do. This will not require a massive effort on your part or a radical shift in your daily operations. After you learn exactly what to do, and I'm going to tell you the whole thing in this program, you could probably get started in about an hour. It's that simple. Or you could delegate it to your admin or even an intern and automate the whole thing. Some of you might actually think this is too easy, too basic. Maybe you're right, but no one is doing it. I talk to thousands of advisors every year, and I'm telling you, there is virtually zero prospecting being done. There are some subsets of this profession that are literally doing no marketing at all. Frankly, this historic lack of activity is going to bite us in the butt. I think we could all use a major back-to-basics campaign. So, simplicity is one reason this strategy is so effective, but the second reason is cost. The idea is cheap as dirt. The whole campaign, done completely, should cost you less than $1,000 over 6 months. And you can scale in at your own comfort level, so this is not a huge out-of-pocket program that costs you an arm and a leg up front. Now, you could spend more if you want, but it's really not necessary. And given the small numbers that we are going to be targeting, it's really hard to overspend on this. By its very nature, this is an inexpensive program, which means your return on investment is gigantic. If you get one client from this entire strategy, it would pay for the campaign 20 times over, and the response rates that we have been seeing are 50%. That's an extraordinary number. I don't guarantee that that will happen for you, but it has been happening for many advisors, and it's just an unbelievably successful strategy. Third, it's compliance friendly. You're not going to be pushing the envelope to get any special approvals or causing anyone a headache with some strange new approach. You're only sending materials that have already been approved. Fourth, it's different. No one is doing this. You're not going to be butting heads with a dozen other advisors in your market using the same idea. It will differentiate you in the minds of your prospects in a very professional and relaxed way. Finally, and this is the big one, this strategy reaches high net worth prospects. If you came to me 10 years ago and said that you could use a direct mail strategy to reach high net worth clients, I would have laughed you out of my office. But it's true, and I think I know at least one reason why this is working so well. People today are sick to death of emails. In fact, email and electronic marketing has become the new junk mail. I get over 300 emails a day, and I can't delete them fast enough. You probably get even more than I do. It's an electronic flood of stuff that we don't want. I even have a separate email account that I use just for those sites that require an email address, but you never want to hear from them again, so I can just log into Yahoo and delete everything all at once. The reality of direct mail is that if you send me something interesting and valuable in paper form, I am very likely to pay attention to it, and if it's particularly good, I'll save it and refer back to it periodically, And every time I do, I will think of you. That's the psychology that my idea taps into, except that we are going to add a couple of features that not only ensure people save your materials, but that they are ultimately moved to meet with you face to face. It's powerful and it's working. So let's get into it in detail. So let me talk you through this because it's something you can use immediately, either as a main marketing campaign or as an augmentation to whatever marketing you might be doing now. It actually works very well as a supplement, especially to event marketing, target marketing, or referral strategies, which are three very successful approaches, as you know. Okay, quick background. There are three basic forms of direct mail: large scale, medium scale, and small scale. Large scale is 1,000+ pieces, and this would be the typical seminar invitation process, or maybe a market saturation campaign where you wanted to blanket an entire area or a town with a letter or a postcard. Large scale can work, but it takes a ton of money and a lot of persistence. You can't just drop one mailer and walk away. Repetition is your critical ally in large scale, and most advisors don't have the budget to pull this off effectively. So, unless you can commit $25,000 to $50,000 to this effort over a longer period of time, I'd avoid large-scale direct mail. Medium scale is 100+ pieces, and now you're talking about a more targeted list with a higher quality mailer. Maybe this is focused on a specific professional group, like maybe all the CPAs or estate attorneys in your town. I like medium-scale direct mail, especially when I'm using a target marketing strategy to penetrate an industry or a profession. But the best marketing approach I've found, and the one I want to teach you how to use here, is small-scale direct mail. In small-scale direct mail, we're talking about 20 pieces. That's it. Why 20? Because FINRA says that under 25 is correspondence, but over 25 is advertising, and it requires a whole different set of approvals. You do not want to pop up on anyone's radar screen at compliance, so keep this campaign small. Also, you don't need this to be a gigantic campaign. You're going after a small group of high net worth clients here. This is a very special approach, and it doesn't need to be too big. Plus, you don't want to overburden your people with a mass mail campaign. 20 pieces of mail is something you can handle very easily. So, who are these 20 people, and what are you sending them? Who are you targeting with this strategy? I would imagine that you already have a prospecting list of some kind, but if you don't, it's easy to create one. Think about it for just a second. If you wanted to find 20 new clients who were very much like your existing top clients now, where would you go? Well, the simplest answer is a website called whitepages.com/neighbors. whitepages.com/neighbors. On this website, you will see an address block at the top of the screen. Type in the address of one of your top clients, and up comes a complete map with the names and addresses of all their next-door neighbors. The website used to give phone numbers as well, but they stopped doing that. Doesn't matter. You're just looking for names and addresses. Depending on the density of the neighborhood, you will get anywhere from 10 to 100 names. These will all pop up onto the map, which is great because now you can zoom into their backyard and see what they have going on. When I type in my own address as a test, the initial map comes up with 8 of my neighbors. But down at the bottom of the screen, there's a box that says, "See more neighbors in this area." So I click on that box and my list jumps to 81 names. Now remember, you're only looking for 20 people, so you could do this all with the folks surrounding one good client, or you could grab one or two names from the neighbors of your top 10 clients. The obvious theory here is that birds of a feather flock together. The neighbors of your top clients are very likely to be fantastic prospects for you. If you wanted to, you could have an intern do this neighbors project, and you could build yourself a 1,000-name mailing list in about 3 hours. You gotta love the internet, man. It is the greatest marketing tool ever invented. Okay, so now you have your target mail list, 20 high net worth prospects that you're going to mail to. What are you going to send? Well, we're going to send the only form of direct mail that has a 100% opening ratio. And don't say postcard, because it doesn't have to be open. That's very funny. What is it that you get in the mail that you open 100% of the time? And usually it's the first thing you open. Well, the answer is a box. You're going to send a box. What kind of box and what should you put in the box? Well, there's 100 ways to use this box strategy, and there are 1,000 different things you can put in the box. I mean, you could put a letter in the box. Now, let me just say, if you sent me a box and there was nothing but a letter, you're pissing me off, okay? The box sets an expectation. It gets me excited. It creates the subliminal message of something special, a gift. It's Christmas. So you have to put something in the box. Of course, my strategy is very specific, and I'm going to tell you exactly what to put in the box, but some advisors have used the box idea simply to get someone's attention. They're sending something intriguing or highly creative and fun, and it breaks through the barriers and gets them an appointment. Let me just tell you a funny story about the box for a minute. I teach this course, obviously called Passion Prospecting. This is a live training program, and we've done this all over the country. In there, we talk about 10 or 15 modern prospecting methods, and one of them is this direct mail strategy. So about 2 months after this meeting, an advisor calls me up, and he was all excited, and he says, "Frank, I want to tell you I'm using your box idea." And I said, "Great, great. Tell me what you're doing." He said, "I send out a box of oranges." My first reaction was, "Damn, that's stupid." In my mind, I didn't say this out loud, but in my mind, I'm thinking, what a ridiculous idea, oranges, okay? It got worse. He said, "Yeah, I pack up 9 oranges, and I put a note right on top of the oranges, and the note says, 'Can you squeeze me in for an appointment?'" And now I'm thinking, oh my God, what are you doing? This is so cheesy. At this point, I actually thought he was calling to complain that my box idea was not working and that he was upset. But then he surprised me. He said, "Frank, you are a genius, man. I am sending out 10 boxes a week, and I'm getting 5 appointments a week from the boxes. Thank you so much for this idea. I absolutely love it." And I thought to myself, yes, yes, I am a genius. I will now take credit for your orange box idea. Now, look, I know this sounds ridiculous. I'm not recommending oranges, okay? My idea is not about oranges. I just wanted to tell you this because the power of the box is extraordinary. As dumb as that sounds, it can work because it's different. It's fun. It makes people smile. It gets the attention of everyone in the office. Oh, he sends these to business owners, but he doesn't even send them to the boss. Who does he send them to? He sends them to the gatekeeper, the secretary, the assistant, the admin, the person who's going to get him in the door. Now, look, forget the oranges. Although, frankly, at a 50% response rate, you could do a lot worse than oranges. I've got something better for you. So let me walk you through the entire process. This is a strategy that seems to be working best with high net worth clients right now, and that's where I want to focus. We call this the binder strategy. You're going to identify 20 high net worth prospects, and you're going to send them a box with a 3-ring binder, a customized 3-ring binder. Now, stay with me because I'm going to talk you through this in total detail, but let me give you a big picture of how this campaign works, okay? You send the box with the binder. You put a note on top of the binder that says something like this, okay? And there's some examples on the website. I'm going to explain all of this. But here's the basic note. "Dear Bob, you and I have never met, but we are a wealth management team here in Raleigh. We don't work with everyone, but we've identified you as someone who needs the extraordinary quality of advice and service that we provide. I'm sure you already have an advisor, but these are confusing times in the world of money and investing, and it absolutely can't hurt to get a different perspective on critical strategies. Over the next 6 months, we're going to be sending you some very high-quality research, ideas, and insights that will almost certainly help you. Please keep them all in this binder. This is your financial intelligence binder. Best regards, Frank." So, what did you just do? Well, in simplest sales terms, you just stuck your foot in the door with this prospect. You just entered their world. You penetrated their consciousness in a very different way, a professional way, a non-salesy, non-threatening way. You didn't ask them for anything. You didn't annoy them or interrupt their dinner or call them at work. In fact, you just sent them something of value that their current advisor has probably never sent. You've planted a seed of curiosity, of intrigue, and you did it with a 3-ring binder, which is a permanent fixture. People never throw binders away. I have binders from when I was an Army officer 35 years ago. The goal of the binder strategy is to start building a relationship with this prospect and to differentiate yourself from other advisors in their world. You want them to come to believe that you are someone of substance and intelligence that they need to talk with. The ultimate goal of the binder strategy is to get a face-to-face meeting with a prospect. So starting after the sixth mailer, which means around month three, you're going to call the prospect and invite them to get together. I'll explain how to do all of this in just a minute. So let me recap quickly. You've identified 20 high-net-worth prospects. You've sent them all a customized three-ring binder, and you're going to mail them something of value every 2 weeks for 6 months. And you have to do this like clockwork precision. I'd recommend that before you send out the initial binder, you set yourself up with 3 or 4 mailers in advance. You don't want to be scrambling around on the day the mail is supposed to go out to find something to stick in the binder. I told you, this takes a little work and planning. And just as an aside, some advisors prefer to use a monthly drip over a 12-month period rather than every 2 weeks for 6 months. That's fine. Both timetables will work. It's really a question of how much you and your staff can handle. Whichever timetable you choose, the critical part of this is extreme consistency. These drips have to occur like clockwork. This takes some precision and discipline, but it's not hard. You can't send out 1 or 2 mailers and expect this strategy to work. Okay, so let me answer a couple of questions that I usually get at this point in the training. Frank, 6 months is a long time. Do I really have to mail stuff every 2 weeks for 6 months? Well, first of all, 6 months to penetrate a high net worth client's world is the blink of an eye. You all know that the pipeline for getting new clients has stretched out tremendously over the past few years. We used to be able to sign people up on a single cold call, but that was a total transaction world, and those days are long gone. Plus, the kind of clients you're going after here already have 1 or 2 advisors. It takes a while to penetrate their consciousness and to cement the expectation that you can add value to their world. Second, some advisors tell me they hate the idea of mailing things, and I understand that mentality. We were all taught from day one in the business that you don't send out stuff. It's a total waste of time. Look, I get that, okay? But it's not true. What you're actually doing by sending out a consistent stream of mail over time is building a relationship by proxy. As strange as it might sound, the mail is actually an effective way to bond to someone. The consistency of your effort is going to demonstrate significant professionalism on your part. You're sending a message that says, I'm going to be there. I'm not a fly-by-night salesperson who's trying to make a quick score and run. I'm a serious professional, and I recognize that a quality relationship takes time to build. I'm patient, and I'm willing to put in that time. Okay, so let's get into the mechanical details, because there are some specifics that will make this a more effective strategy for you. Go to the next chapter, and we'll talk about the binder.